This is Kelly Blewett. In their new book, The Bestseller Code, Jody Archer and Matthew Jockers make a provocative claim. A book's fate in the marketplace can be determined in advance, and not by the reading of smart literary critics, book publishers, or savvy writers. Instead, they claim that bestseller status can be predicted, with over 80% accuracy, by a computer. To an avid reader attuned to the seeming incongruity and unpredictability of the weekly New York Times bestseller list, such a claim may seem akin to heresy. But these critics, armed with a secret algorithm, unpack precisely how a book like 50 Shades of Grey can reasonably, accurately, and persuasively be compared to something else entirely, like, say, The Goldfinch. There's an argument here about mass reading that is undeniably pleasurable. The highbrow and the lowbrow are not, in fact, so far apart as most believe. The book proceeds with more seemingly impossible facts, such as this one. Algorithms can predict, with a surprising level of accuracy, whether a book was written by a male or female identified author only by looking at the writer's use of pronouns. Seemingly insignificant details add up, and as we know, computers excel at this kind of granular counting. Using a corpus of just over 5,000 books, 500 of which are New York Times bestsellers, the researchers have trained their computer to count a lot. In fact, over 20,000 discrete characteristics. These characteristics add up to patterns about all sorts of things, which are relayed in the chapters, from topic to plot, from character to style, and along the way, the researchers unpack how various titles and authors you already know, writers like Danielle Steele and John Grisham, exemplify the patterns they are tracing even as they move towards solving a particular and engrossing mystery. Which working writer today, they wonder, best exemplifies popular approaches to novel writing? And if you read the book, you'll find out. For readers interested in books about books, this is a title not to be missed. This review originally appeared in Book Page magazine. More information can be found on our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Kelly Blewett.